Hello. Here we are. Episode 6, BJ and the Battle Cruiser. We meant to be doing a podcast today, but Jack Wicks has just texted me saying he's got some property bollocks to do. Not sure if it's rent-to-rent related or what. So basically, obviously with the coronavirus, we haven't got a pub to booze in. We haven't got Battle Cruiser to gather in. So I thought what I would do instead of having no podcast is just give you my thoughts, just give you a recap of what's happened since the last podcast and basically just go through it like that. So yeah, lots happened obviously since the last podcast we've done, which was the Travellers preview. That was back in October. That was 8 months ago now. Coming on 9, really. George Vincent and Craig Martin won that in dramatic fashion. And ever since there, it's just been a struggle, really. Obviously, coronavirus has hit. It's been a global pandemic. We've had to move the Players' Championship from April to July. We've had to move the Invitational from May to August. And we've had to cancel the Travellers, which is sad. Our partners CJP, great partners, great support. We've had to just cancel that for the year. So what we're left with now is we're left with a 5-event schedule, which runs July 4th is the Players' Championship. July 31st is the BGA Masters at Matt's Place. Looking forward to going there, seeing all the history around Matt's Place. August 14th, the Invitational at Isle of Purbeck. Really looking forward to that one. And then we've got the playoffs on August 22nd. And then we've got the President's Cup, which has now been played in Woldingham on the 26th, I believe, of September. So it's been a very stressful year, really. Around about April time, we weren't even sure if we were going to get any golf. Obviously, this fucking pandemic's hit. And it's just been an absolute nightmare, I think. Not just myself, but everyone's been affected in some way or another. It's been hard fucking times, really has. But when the start of this happened, I promised we would have some schedule. I gave a presidential promise we'd have 5 events. And touch wood, it looks like we're going to deliver on that, which is good for our members. Starting with the TPC, which is obviously this Saturday at Gatton Manor. I've never played it. I haven't played since I lost to Rooney a couple months ago in the BGA World Match Play. So my personal preparation is dog shit. But I'm just looking forward, really, to a BGA day. It's been far too long. I'm looking forward to seeing most people, not Wixie. And I'm just looking forward to having a good day, feeling that major atmosphere, feeling that tension. You just can't beat that buzz of a major day. Going into the preview, really, it's got 35 people playing, which is a record number. It's the deepest field we've ever had. Previous was 29, which was the 2019 Invitational. So that just shows you, despite the tough year, despite the current economical climate, we're still growing. We're still managing to grow. We've got a couple new members this year. Harry Cripps has joined full-time, which is great. Really like Cripps. He's a good guy. And we're pleased to have him on board. George Vincent, obviously, Travellers Champions joined. My dad's mate, John Bradley, Indiana Bradley, I should say, has joined. So the strength of the tour is looking good, despite the issues. We're still looking strong. So obviously, like I said, the field, 35, it's a good number. The season's opening major. I think everyone's just absolutely chomping at the bit to get playing, play some major golf. It's a big field. It's full of major champions. It's full of BGA legends. You know, Craig O'Shea makes his return. You know, we're absolutely ecstatic about that. The last time he played a major was the 2018 Players' Championship, where, of course, he lost in a playoff to Will Berry. Matt Jones, the greatest of all time, he is in the field. He's looking for his sixth PGA Tour title and obviously fifth major title. He has a previous Players Championship win, which was back in 2012. So the big guns are playing. Obviously, we've got the world number one Biffin. Not sure he's playing the golf of his life at the moment, but it's Tom Biffin. He's a five-time PGA Tour winner, four majors. He knows the atmosphere, he knows the energy, he knows what he has to bring. I like his chances, I always do, especially around Gatton Manor, which from recent course reports and recent conversations with Gatton Manor in terms of our setup, how we want it, it's tight. The greens are running quite quick and they're undulated. So I don't expect the lowest scoring. I think maybe 3-under, 4-under is going to win it, 2-under maybe. Obviously, you always favour the lower handicaps. But I also, you know, like a bit of value with some of the higher handicaps. I think there's some people playing a lot of golf at the moment. Josh Hever, Squid, for example, he's playing off 23 and he's been playing a lot of golf, playing a lot of rounds around Wentworth. I'm not sure the hookup connection he's got there, especially working at Galloway's, but there you go. So yeah, I'm going to run through each group, I'm just going to go through each one, give you a bit of their recent form, and just do it like that. Again, I apologise, it's not a proper podcast with people in a pub, but I just thought I'd give you my thoughts and do some type of preview. So appreciate your patience and your understanding. Hopefully later in the year we can go back to our regular programming of sitting in a pub and doing this, because it's much funner and it's probably a lot more fun to listen to, I should say. Anyway, right, the first group out, we've got the defending champion, Jack Furyl. He won in absolutely emphatic and shocking fashion last year. I don't think anyone thought the rat was going to win, because he does look like a fucking rat. Just an amazing accomplishment last year at Fox Hills, which of course wasn't in the greatest condition, we know that. But to win around a course like Fox Hills, where no one gave you any chance, it was a sensational performance. He won by four shots as well, so it was a comfortable win. Once in a lifetime performance, I think, from Rat. But do I think he can defend? I don't think so, especially from the conversations I've been having with Jack. It doesn't seem like he's maybe playing the best golf, but we'll see. I think he went into last year's a bit rusty, and look what happened. So he's playing with Johnny Codd and Josh Hever. I always like Johnny Codd, Johnny Caldwell. It just depends, really, on whether he has been up all night whacking. If he has, he's probably got a better chance than if he hasn't. He's just a good player. He plays off six. I think if he played regularly, he could be better than that. He's a good six. Just mentally, has he got it to close out major championships? I played with him at the Travelers. He was my partner, and even though I was dog shit, you know, I was surprised to see Johnny lose his temper like he did. And I don't know if that's the best recipe to win a major champion, but we'll see. I'll be very surprised if, when Johnny's retired from the tour, if he hasn't won a major. He's just too good a golfer. He just hits the ball too well. He's playing, obviously, with Josh Hever, like I said. I like Josh's chances, especially off a higher handicap. But again, unproven in major territory. It's a completely different ballgame to playing well on your Sunday four ball with your mates. It's different in the PGA Tour. It's different when it's the major season. It's just a different atmosphere, a different environment, a different buzz. The second group is... also, I'm not doing this with any notes. So if I fuck up, I fuck up. In the second group, we've got one of our feature groups. We've got Matt Edmonds. We've got the greatest of all time, Matt Jones. We've got Ben Cawthorn. And who's the last one? See, I've forgotten. I don't even know who the last one is. Will Berry, the hustler, who also, you know, of course, the hustler always has one eye on the major season and always one eye on the WAF. So in that group, Edmonds, a Benini man, three runners-up in the Players' Championships. I think it's six runners-up in majors. He's been there so many times, he's just failed to get over the line. And you have to think, he's 30, coming on 31 now. He's got a young family. His priorities have changed. Has he still got that hunger? I'm not sure. He plays a lesser schedule now. It doesn't seem like he's as committed. Enjoys the tour life, sure, But does he still have that hunger? I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. He says he's playing terrible golf. So we'll see. I'm not sure he'll be up there come Saturday. But last year, he surprised everyone and he had a, you know, he nearly won it. If he'd have finished the 18th differently, maybe it would have happened differently. But that's all, you know, that's hindsight. Jones, obviously, he had another hot year last year. I think he came second in the Masters at his place, and obviously he won the World Match Play. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest player we've ever seen. He's always one of my top five picks to win. He's just too good. Even when he says he's playing badly, he's consistent, he's thorough, he's just classy, he's just a humble person. And, you know, I'm excited to see him in the field going against O'Shea, going against Biffin, the big three. All we're missing really is Aaron Bliss, but that's a conversation for another day. Ben Cawthorn had a terrible 2019. You know, he played a couple of the majors at the start, did absolutely nothing in them and kind of just gave up for the rest of the season. He had some injury problems. He's come back. He's lost a lot of weight. I don't know, really. He played well in his World Match Play against George Vincent, saw him off. But this is different. This is stroke play. This is a major championship. And it's just completely different. I don't know if Ben's got enough to win, especially after last year, how he did, his injuries, his weight loss. Does he hit it as far? Does he hit bombs? I'm not sure. I don't know. His vegan diet, it all comes into play. It all comes into play. I'm not sure. And then obviously you've got the hustler who, of course, major champion. But you have to say with Hustler, he's played in two players' championships and he's won one and he's come second in the other. So he's got the pedigree. It just depends whether he's got his eye on the ball. That's all that matters on the day. Third group. I can't remember who the third group is. Adam Hunt needs the players. Yeah, so the third group's Adam Hunt, Danny Slade, Tony Castle and Dan Hooker. Adam Hunt, obviously, two-time major champion. All he needs is the Players' Jug, the Players' Championship to win the Grand Slam. Seems like he's playing some good golf coming in. Wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised if he's up there. But again, it's different. You know, playing these Sunday knockabout Stableford four balls with your mates, yeah, it's good. But it's different in a major. It's different when it's stroke play. Every mistake is magnified. Every mistake, you can't just pick up and blob a hole. You have to finish the hole. There's more opportunity for a collapse. There's more opportunity for just a mental explosion. There's just so much more into it. Adam is he's a good player of 21, I think, but we'll see. We'll see. He's playing with Danny Slade, who obviously is probably... Danny Slade probably in the last two... Since 2018, so the last two seasons, he's probably been the most consistent player, like him and Joel Pope. You know, he's won a major, he's come close in a couple, but he's always up there. He's always just churning out top fives. He's always just up there. Even when he seems to have a bad day, he's up there. He's a top five, top ten. He's just churning them out. He's just got amazing consistency in his game. And that is the most important thing you can have in golf, is that consistency. And he has it. And off his handicap, which is 17, he's dangerous. You know, Tony Castle, he's a bit of an unknown commodity, really. You know, he's played a handful of tour events, been a tour member since 2018. He's played well in the President's Cup. He's done well in one Travelers, I think, but he's never really contended in a major, a single major where you're playing by yourself. So he's an unknown commodity. So we'll see. And obviously Dan Hooker nearly won the Players' Championship in 2017 at Richens Park. Until he came to the 17th, I believe in it, a few balls in the water. Hooker's a good player, he's consistent. It just depends who turns up. Is it the diamond that turns up, or is it Daniel Hooker that turns up? If it's the diamond, he's got a chance, especially off 19. He's a solid player for 19. Been looking at some of his VPAR scores lately, and he looks like he's playing okay coming in. The fourth group, myself, Richard Smith, Lee Cousins, Brett Fowler. Myself, you know, where do you start, really? I don't have that hunger, that desire that I had back in 2010 to 2013 when I had a good stretch, won a couple of invitationals. I think so much of my day now is taken up via organising, and I just don't have the time, I don't think, to properly concentrate on my game, to fine-tune it, to win or contend in major championships anymore. That's not a defeatist attitude, that's just life. I'm not, even though I'm a shit golfer, I'm nowhere near what I used to be 3-4 years ago. I was just better. I'm not. I don't put the time, I don't put the dedication in, so you can't expect the results, and I'm okay with that. That's fine. I play for the love of the game. I play for the love of running the tour and being the president. That's it. Okay? If I play half decent Saturday and I come top 15, I'll be happy with that. I'll take my ranking points and I'll move on to the Masters where it's Stableford and I've got more opportunities. Dick Smith, again, an unknown commodity. He's played a few events for the last year. He's a good friend of mine, but he's never been up there. You know, he's never been up there, Richard Smith. He just kind of hits, smashes drive off every hole, doesn't really think about it too much. I'd be surprised if he's up there Saturday, if I'm being honest. Lee Cousins, I've put him in my group purely just for banter purposes, really. I've never seen a man put the tee into the ground like he does. It's a technique that I've not seen from any other person in my 20 years of playing golf. And his ball flight goes about 5 foot off the ground. Like, I'm shit, but then I see him and I go, fuck me, he's shitter than me. So, looking forward to playing with Lilo nonetheless. Good bloke. Looking forward to his company. I'm wondering what chinos he'll be wearing on Saturday. Never seen him actually wear a pair of golf trousers, just wears the skinniest chinos that he can find. Like it's 2009 again. But then each to their own. Brent Fowler, again, you know, he's played a handful of events over the 2 years he's been on tour. He's not really done anything really, apart from make a few TikTok videos with his missus, which have been highly documented, both in the media and social media. So it'd be interesting to see how he's going to cope. You know, probably good for him there's no fans, no heckling, especially about the TikTok photo that did come out, which, you know, he's commented on it. I spoke to him privately. I said, Brett, what was the TikTok picture about? It doesn't look good for the tour. And he said he just was trying to keep his wife happy. And I can get that. I get that. You know, so let's move on. The fifth group, the world number one, Tom Biffin, Joe Slark, Dave Casido, Zach Johnston. Biffin, well documented, not playing his best golf, but he's world number one. He always seems to turn up for these big events. And he's won a Players' Championship 2013, so he knows what it takes to win one. But we'll see. It just depends if he can get his putting going, which can be notorious. It can be quite slow. He needs to get on a roll with that putter, and then he's got a chance. Dave Casido, I was saying Lee Cousins was shit just now. Dave Casido is really shit. He's bald. He's going through quite a painful divorce at the moment. So it'd be, you know, where he's developed the nickname The Shagger. So it'd be interesting to see how he copes with that. Got a lot going on in his private life, and he literally has a half swing. So, you know, it's difficult to compete, especially off 28 handicap, when you hit the ball about 100 yards with a driver. But he seems to say he's playing good golf, so we'll see. But again, it's different in a major. It's different. Zach Johnston, again, not really done much in the PGA, but you never know. It could be his day. It could be anyone's day. Group six. Just got to try and remember who's in group six. Who the fuck is in group six? No, group seven is. That awkward moment. I'm literally having to remember who's in group six. 2 sec. Group six, this isn't professional. I'm actually doing this with next to no notes. So, excuse me. The fuck is it? Right, Group 6, of course, of course. We've got Joel Pope, Masters champion. Joe Parris, former Masters champion. Chris Rooney. And we've got James Hunt. So, that's a good group, to be fair. It's an up-and-coming group. Joel Pope, interestingly, has changed all his equipment over about 2 weeks before the major, which is shocking to me, really. You know, a man that had such a good 2019, won the Order of Merit. You know, his handicap was coming down. Everything seemed in sync. Everything seemed to be going in the right direction. He's then chopped and changed his equipment. But I don't know. We'll see if he comes and wins the Players' Championship on Saturday. We'll say it's a stroke of genius. If he comes tied 28th, you'll say, wow, should he have changed equipment so close to a major? Personally, I wouldn't. Not that it makes a difference for me, but personally, I wouldn't. But Joel's very headstrong. He knows his own game. Very confident. Very competitive. So he knows what he's doing. Obviously, Joe Parris, you know, he burst onto the scene 2017, world number one, but he's had a quiet couple of years. But again, checking his VPAR scores, he seems to be getting some momentum, getting some game back. And I'd like to see Joe Parris, lovely bloke. They don't come nicer than Joe. So I'd like to see him have a good Players' Championship and start his season off well, give him some confidence moving on late into the year. Chris Rooney, where do we start? He's been a breath of fresh air since he came back to play on tour after his vertigo, after his, you know, everything, his hip replacement. You know, Rooney is firmly becoming a favourite, a fan favourite. You know, it's just a shame that about his firearms offence. We won't go into it too much, but basically we wanted to film the podcast at Jack's house, but he didn't want Rooney there because he thinks Rooney is a psycho. So Rooney, again, I played with him a few weeks ago. He's a good player off 10. Yeah, I just don't know. When I played with him, he was hot for about 14 holes and then he really faded towards the end. I think that was down to the fact he'd had about 2 hours sleep and he'd been on the fucking Charlie all night. But he's a top bloke. And that moves on. Who's last in that group? Just forgetting the groups. And James Hunt, again, unknown commodity, really. He's done well. He was fire in the world match play. Just gone. So he won 7 and 6. So he seems to be playing good golf. He's had a cut though. So we'll see. I think he's a consistent 20 handicapper. So again, another nice guy. Hope he does well. I don't really wish ill on anyone besides Wixie. So good luck to him. Next is Craig. Next group is Craig O'Shea, Dan Flint, George Pearce and Jack Wicks. That is a fire group. That's fire. You know, Craig O'Shea just going to be hitting high, nasty bombs. Dan Flint, two-time major champion, hasn't played since, I think, 2016. He seems to have got his hunger back for golf, his love back. Wouldn't be surprised if Dan's up there competing. I wouldn't. You know, he seems to be playing good golf. George Pearce, he's building towards a major championship. He really is. You know, his last 2 years, he's won a Travelers, then he's won a Playoffs. It's like he's building that momentum in the right way. He's won a Travelers, which is probably arguably the least important title on tour. Then he won the Playoffs. So he's trending in the right direction for a major championship. And I just think he's had a couple of chances, 2018 Invitational and I think 2019 Invitational. He had a bit of a go. But, you know, I like George. I like his chances. I think he will win a major this year. Is it going to be the Players' Championship? I'm not sure. I think his game maybe suits, you know, Stableford a bit better. But I wouldn't be surprised if he wins on Saturday. You know, he seems to turn up. He seems to turn up for the big events. Charlie Pearce, the next group I should say. Charlie Pearce, Mike Arnott, Craig Martin, Harry Cripps. Mike Arnott, obviously 2019 Rookie of the Year. Charlie Pearce has come close a few times, came second, I believe, at the Invitational. Craig Martin won the Travelers last year, but hasn't really done anything in individual major championships. And Harry Cripps, again, he's making his second PGA Tour start, his first major championship start. So it's going to be a lot for Harry. to process, and you know, we wish him well, but this is the big stage. This is the big stage. So I hope he plays well, but I think obviously to ask for him to compete and win, it's going to be too much for the Crips set. The ninth group, and you know, by no means the worst group. My dad, Paul Bennett, John Bradley, who is my dad's partner, not sexually, just friendship, and then George Vincent and Ollie Phipps. My dad obviously has come close a couple of times in majors. 2017, he had a really, really hot streak, and you know, if he was going to win a major, you would think it was going to be then. He's coming on 65 now. You know, that's a big ask to win a major at that age. You know, but love to see him win. I'd love to see him win one. I just think, I'm not sure. I think courses like Purbeck, really tight, hard courses, I think he'll win on because he's so consistent. Even though he doesn't hit the ball far, but he doesn't need to. He's one of those really consistent golfers. Hits his drives spanking down the middle. You know, he's just a consistent player. He's your classic senior consistent player who just hits the ball dead straight pretty much every shot. It's hard to compete with that. John Bradley, never met him, never played with him. You know, I asked for a headshot and he'd come back wearing an Indiana Jones type headwear. So that gave me an inkling of what the man is. And I was impressed with it, to be fair. You know, he's wearing the RLX polo shirt, striped orange, which is, of course, a fire look. And he seems interested, paid his membership straight away. He's keen to play the venues, the iconic venues on the schedule. So I'm looking forward to meeting John, not giving him a handshake, but an elbow bump due to, obviously, social distancing guidelines, which we're trying to follow. Last two people in that group, Ollie Phipps and George Vincent. George Vincent won the Travelers. I think he could compete. Don't know whether or not your first major, it's a lot to ask. It's a completely different ball game to Travelers pairs. It is. It's a completely different planet. The pressure, we've gone into it. Ollie Phipps, obviously, he, you know, a lot of talk this year. He said he was going to retire me in the World Match Play, and I retired him. And then I had to, you know, give him a presidential pardon. Phippsy, I'm not being rude. He's come on leaps and bounds. I was impressed with his game when I played with him. But let's be honest, mate, he's got to be happy if he gets a top 25. There's 35 people in this field. You know, it's just an obscene amount. It's an obscene amount. So, yeah, that's my brief preview. Just thought I'd give some people my thoughts. Again, I know it's not your typical podcast, but I thought something's better than nothing. There's my thoughts. There's my picks. There's me running through the groups. Saturday's going to be an amazing day. Can't wait. The forecast is meant to be a little bit rainy and windy, but we just don't give a shit because we're happy to be playing major golf. I'm happy to be seeing my friends again. And it's major season. And it's time to go right now. Like right now. Thanks. See you Saturday.